Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 11, The Universal Form, text number 10. 9? 13. Oh yeah, we did 10 and then 11, or you did... Yeah, we did 9, 10, 11. What was it? 10, 11, 12, right? That is what Tulsi Priya did. And then, oh, text number 12. Who did that? It was yesterday. Who was giving then? Oh, that was Shama Sundar. Yeah, I didn't record that class because I was in Antwerp. I just got the end of that class. So, yeah, what I got from it was a very nice class. So today we do text 13. Please repeat from the word for word. Tatra ekastam jagat kritsnam pravibhaktam anekada apashat deva devasha sarire pandavaha tada tatraikastang jagat kritsnang pravibhakta manekada apashat deva devasha sarire pandavastada. Tatraikastam jagat kritsnam pravibhaktam anekada apashat deva devasya sarire pandavastada. Tatraikastam jagat kritsnam pravibhaktam anekada apashat deva devasya sarire pandavastada. Tatrekastam jagat kritsnam pravibhaktam anakeda anekada apashat deva devasya sarire pandavastada. Tatrekastam jagat kritsnam pravibhaktam anekada apashat deva devasya sarire pandavastada. Anybody else would like to try? Tatrekastam jagat kritsnam pravibhaktam anekada apashat deva devasya sarire pandavastada. Someone else? Okay. Tatrekastam jagat kritsnam pravibhaktam anekada apashat deva devasya sarire pandavastada. Thank you very much. Please repeat. Tatra, there, ekastam, in one place, jagat, the universe, kritsnam, complete, pravibhaktam, divided, anekada, into many. Apashat could see. Deva Devasha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarire, in the universal form. Pandavaha, Arjuna. Tada, at that time. Translation. At that time, Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansions of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands. Purport. The word tatra, there, is very significant. It indicates that both Arjuna and Krishna were sitting on the chariot when Arjuna saw the universal form. Others on the battlefield could not see this form because Krishna gave the vision only to Arjuna. Arjuna could see in the body of Krishna many thousands of planets. As we learn from Vedic scriptures, there are many universes and many planets. Some of them are made of earth, some are made of gold, some are made of jewels, some are very great, some are not so great, etc. Sitting on his chariot, Arjuna could see all these, but no one could understand what was going on between Arjuna and Krishna. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Svayang Rupa Kadamayang Dadati Svapadantikang Vandehang Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalang Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupang Sagrajatang Sahagana Raganatang Vitang Tang Sajivang Sadvaitang Savadutang Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devang Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bhando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kancha Nagorangi Radhe Vrinda Vanishwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tatrekastang Jagat Kritsnam Pravi Bhaktang Anekada Apasya Deva Devasya Sarire Pandavastara. Deva Devasya. The Deva of the Devas. Devas means the deities or the gods. And Krishna is the Deva Devasya, the god of the gods. Or Hare Krishna.
And who is this?
Wow, thank you. So the god of gods, or Prabhupada here, the supreme personality of Godhead. So he's the head of all the gods. Right? Godhead. And he has a personality. And he is supreme. Supreme personality of Godhead. Deva Devasya. Sarire. So this means body, like we have the famous song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sarira Avijajar. So Sarira means body here, and the context translated as in the universal form is also a body, universal form of the Lord, is another form of the Lord. Yes, I'll read back a little bit. This is a nice verse, text number 8. Natumam sakshase drastum. You cannot see me with your ananeva svachakshusha, with your present eyes. Divyam dadami te chakshu. Chakshu means eyes, like we sing in the morning. Chakku dhanu dhilo jay. Janme jamme prabhu say. He opens my darkened eyes and he's my Lord birth after birth. So here, divyam dadami te chakshu. Dadami, like Shamsakani Matjisi knows, Dan. We used to collect so many donations in The Hague. Chota Dan, Bhara Punya. You know this one? You don't know? Chota dhan, small donation, bhara punya. You get so much punya. So then people would give. They would give a donation. Oh, you never heard it? Yeah, we would say that on Sankirtan. Sitaram, Jai Sitaram, Chota dhan, bhara punya. People would give. So, yeah, so this is also dadhami means giving. Dhan, dadhami. What is that? Artha. Artha, moksha. What else? Artha, dharma, kama. Kama, moksha. Okay. Yeah, so artha means like money. Anyway, I thought that was the same as dadhami, but I think it's, you know, artha and, you know, this means, anyway, this means giving, dhan. Divyam dadhami te chakshu, divine eyes, pasha me yogam eshvaram, me yogam eshvaram, pasha, see, behold my mystic opulence. This is a very famous, very nicely translated by Srila Prabhupada. You cannot see me with your present eyes, therefore give your divine eyes, behold my mystic opulence. So this is the time when Krishna is showing the universal form. Sanjaya Uvacha, O king, that is Dhritarashtra, the father of Duryodhan, who is standing in front of Arjuna. Having spoken thus, the supreme lord of all mystic power, the personality of God, displayed his universal form to Arjuna. Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many divine upraised weapons. He wore celestial garlands and garments, and many divine scents were smeared over his body. All was wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, all expanding. So, I mean, I think most of you have seen it, but for those who don't, you should have a look at the picture. Because they sometimes say, a picture says more than 1,000 words. Okay, where is the picture? Here it is. Yeah, that is after that, and that is before that. 462 till 73. This is the universal form. Somewhere there. Can you find it? What is your name? Comment t'appelles-tu, madame? What was your name? Veronique. Yeah, you can find it? Yeah. Yeah, there it is. That's it. No, it's near this one. You were just there. And then it's on the other side, this. Yes. Just before that one. Yeah, there. It should be there. Yeah, that one. Yeah. So you all have it? You also have it, or that one doesn't have it? Right. No, but I'm just asking, that book also has it, right? Okay. Yeah, so it's a very, I don't know who made this, you know, it's an amazing picture. Because when you read it, you're thinking like, wow, what is this? What are they talking about? So when you see the picture, it becomes kind of clear. It's just so many forms of Krishna. And this is, if you look at the first person, it's like Vishnu, you know. So Vishnu and Krishna is the same. It's the same person, yet it's a different body. And this is Krishna. He can have two bodies, unlimited bodies, and it's the same person. Like, for instance, you have a famous actor. So he plays a role, and he really gets into the role. He actually becomes the character. Like sometimes you hear that they stop the movie, and the actor is going on. So that is just a material example. Some of the great actors, they're really very good. So Krishna is like that. He is like when he's Ramachandra, it's kind of like a role, but it's at the same time, it's not a role. He's actually Ramachandra. At the same time, Lord Ramachandra is not different from Krishna. He's just displaying different... and at the same time, it is also different because it's another body. And Krishna is the original. He's the original. Still, it's the same person. It's inconceivable. So Lord Ram is the same powers as Krishna. He's just not exhibiting them. Like, I can give one example that when Lord Ram he met these sages in the forest, and they became very attracted to Lord Ram. And then he said, "Well, you can come back next life when I come as Krishna, and then you can become obtain a female form." So they became gopis. This is the understanding, actually, that the gopis, they're the most advanced devotees. They all studied all of the Vedas in previous lives, but now they came to the conclusion of all the Vedas, which is not only to surrender to Krishna, but to love Krishna. You know, so that is the ultimate. So, that is the example that Lord Ram, he said, you come back next life, and then they became gopis. So, it's the same person. So that was the picture. Because it's quite a description here by Mr. Sanjaya. And then he continues, "If hundreds of thousands of suns were to rise at once in the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form." So Prabhupada explains there that he's just giving an example. So this is all Sanjaya speaking. This also, what we're reading today, this is Sanjaya. Tatrekastam jagat kritsnam. At that time, Arjuna could see the universal form of the Lord, the unlimited expansions of the universe, situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands. So Prabhupada says the word tatra there is very significant. It indicates that both Arjuna and Krishna were sitting on the chariot when Arjuna saw the universal form. So he's seeing the different universes, and it's situated in one place, but it's thousands of different universes. Prabhupada says Arjuna could see in the body of Krishna many thousands of planets. Prabhupada says, "We learn from Vedic scriptures there are many universes and many planets. Some of them are made of earth, some are made of gold, some are made of jewels, some are very great, some are not so great, etc." So, any questions on this? Yeah, we discussed that the other day. Otherwise, also, you know, how could he give this description? Because he told everything to Dhritarashtra. So, yeah, he could see, because he was the disciple of Vyasadeva. So, we discussed that Vyasadeva gave him special, you could say, mercy, special siddhi, special yogic perfection, that he could see it. Yeah. But there's also a picture of that, actually. In the beginning, you see it here. This is how they. This is Sanjaya. This is the person who is speaking today. It's Sanjaya Uvacha. This is in the beginning. Je pense le deuxième page. This is Sanjaya. C'est le disciple de Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, he is the author of all the Vedas. How do you say writer in French? You're Spanish, no? Écrivain. Vyasadeva, c'est l'écrivain de tout le Veda. Et Sanjaya, c'est son disciple. It's a disciple of Vyasadeva. Et ça, c'est le roi. It's the king, Dhritarashtra. And he was blind. He couldn't see. How do you say blind in Spanish? Diego, I don't think that translates very well in French. I don't know what blind, but I think you get the point. So you can see here that this is how the artist pictured it, like kind of, you know, like a vision. So similarly, he also saw the universal form. He could see it, but like Prabhupada explains in the purport, the others, they couldn't see it. Like Duryodhan, Dhritarashtra's son. Anything else? So, should we move on to the next verse, or you want me to talk about the different universes? You've got it scheduled, right? Somebody else gives tomorrow on text 14? Huh? Yeah, of course, we can talk unlimited on the verses. So, yeah, I mean, I couldn't talk about the universes. I don't think, I mean, we do discuss it actually in the morning. So in that sense, it's kind of on the topic. I can speak a little bit about it. I think it's important to know that according to Vedic scriptures, we are inside a universe. It's like an egg. It's called Brahmanda. And il y a un univers. Et c'est comme une œuvre. It's because the scientists, they say it's unlimited. You know this word, unlimited? Wait. But it's not. It's limited. It's a comme une œuvre. So you have many universes like that. Il y a beaucoup d'univers. All like different eggs. They're all like in a cloud. There's millions and billions. So we are in one of those eggs. So that was what Arjuna was seeing. He's seeing all different universes. That's what it says here. I don't know what the Sanskrit says. It says Jagat. Jagat means universe. Like you have Jagat. Jagannath. Nath means Lord. And Jagat means universe. Lord of the universe. So, yeah. It's the whole universe. And here it says Eka stam, stam means situated, ek means one. Eka stam, situated in one place, jagat kritsnam, pravibhaktam. It's the complete whole is divided, anekada. So you have eka, one, aneka, so many ones. So this is the perfect translation, Srila Prabhupada, that Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expanses of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands. Yeah, so here, yeah, Prabhupada explains that this universe, you have expansions of the universe. I don't know exactly what it means, to be honest. Unlimited expansions of the universe. Well, because the universe is very big. So you have like, so many different planets, higher planetary systems, lower, like that. It's like, you could say it's expansions. It's like a house. You have a house, and then sometimes people, they build an extension. You could call it an expansion, but it's called an extension, like a garden house or like a glass, like a balcony, and they build a glass. It's called an expansion or extension. So similarly, the universe is so many different compartments, higher, lower, like that. So what I'm explaining also is that it's locked up. Actually, like our body is consisting of earth, water, fire, air, ether. How do you say that in French? Terre, earth, de l'eau, water, feu, fire, and air, l'air, and ether. Ether is like, there is no air, only sound. Seulement de, what do you say? Sound. Son. Yeah. That is ether. And then above that, there is mind, the mind, l'intelligence, and l'ego. Ego. Mind, intelligence, ego. Ego. Yeah. So this is 8. You can read this in which verse? 4:3? Bumira po nalo vayu kamano buddhir evacha ahankara. Right? 4:3? No? You don't know? I don't know either. I think it's 4:3. Let us check. So, then it's maybe 7:3. Ça se expliqué dans le. Yeah, so I wasn't too far. I'd switched it 4. Whatever the mind. So 7:4, chapitre 7, texte 4, ça explique dans cette verset. You can study it later. So that is the Krishna says bina prakritir asada. Set, chapitre 7, text 4. Krishna says bina prakritir asada. Asada means eight. Prakriti means material energy and bina means separated. So, like this body is earth, water, fire, air, ether. And so similarly, the universe, there's different layers. At the end of the universe, à la fin de l'univers, il y a aussi earth, bhumir, apo, nalo, vayu, kam, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. And every layer is 10 times bigger. So the universe is, let's say the universe is 4 billion miles. So then the first layer is 40 billion miles. Earth, then the second layer 400 billion miles, just to give you an idea, then third layer 4,000 billion miles, so then goes on. So the ego layer is huge, you cannot even imagine. So ego is very big. It's very difficult to give up the ego. That's why the ego is actually, in one sense, it's who we are. That's why we call it false ego. Because the ego is our identity. I am a servant of Krishna. This is our identity. This is our independence. We can either serve Krishna or serve not Krishna, which is called Maya. But that means not. You know? Because actually, there's only Krishna. It's just in our mind that we can make the choice. I serve Krishna or I don't serve Krishna. But that is an illusion. Because everything is Krishna's energy. There's no such thing as not Krishna. It's just in our mind. We want to separate ourselves from Krishna. That is why we are called separated energy. Like I explained about Vishnu, this is direct expansion, like my arm. If you cannot cut off my arm. I mean, you can, but it's an example, you know. But you can cut off my nail. You can cut off my hair. It's no problem. In fact, it's good to cut off your nails. So we are, it's an example, eh? But we are like that. We are like the nails of Krishna or the hairs of Krishna. We can be separated and we can be scattered. So that is not ideal. We should be reattached, reconnected. And then we will be happy, you know. Again, it's just an example because, you know, you don't really reconnect hairs and nails. But it's like a child, you know. Child is happy when it's reconnected with its parents, generally, you know. If everything is normal. So similarly, we will also be happy if we reconnected with our father and mother, you know, Krishna and Radharani. Of course, it depends. You can have any relationship. You can have them as your father and mother. You can also have them as lover or as friend or as a master, whatever you like. Krishna says, Mama Vardmanu, no, what is that? Yeyatamam prapatyante. As they reciprocate with me, I reciprocate with them. As you surrender to Krishna, he will reciprocate accordingly. So then that is why Krishna says that I'm not partial. He doesn't look if you're a woman or man or black or white. He just looks, what do you do to him? How do you reciprocate with him? And then he reciprocates like that. It's a famous story also from Ram Lila with the spider. You know, Hanuman was getting a little bit passionate and he was throwing all these big boulders in the ocean and then they would float. They were building this bridge to Lanka and everybody was getting into it. So there's the story that this little spider, he was rolling this grain of sand into the ocean, you know. And Hanuman, he's a devotee. So he was going like, hey, you, get out of the way. Can't you see I am doing important seva for Lord Ram? And then Ram, he chastised him. He said, No, he's doing 100%. You're doing also 100%. So his 100% is as good as your 100%. I appreciate that 100% that he's giving as much as you. Although it's seemingly more important. So Lord Ram, he can build his own bridge. It's about the devotion. So if we do 100%, then it's good. So the spider was doing 100%, so Lord Ram, you appreciate it. So the lesson is that we should do 100% and we should appreciate any devotee that is Even if it's not 100%, that is doing some small save, we should appreciate it. But especially if it's 100%. Like, you know, so-called small devotee, there's actually no small devotee. Neither is there big devotee. There's only, well, I guess you could say good and bad devotees. Actually, there's no such thing as a bad devotee, because that doesn't mean it's not really a devotee. Prabhupada says basically you have demons and devotees. But of course, it's all mixed in Kali Yuga. Still, we can appreciate any seva. Like Prabhupada, he would appreciate the man who would brought in toilet rolls. You remember that story? In New York, was in the beginning. And this man would barge in. He was like a little bit of an alcoholic with a beard. And it was like a disturbance, you know, because Prabhupada was giving the class. But Prabhupada, he could see immediately the devotion. And he was just bringing these toilet rolls. And because Brahmananda, he was kind of the kshatriya, he wanted to kick him out. I said, Prabhupada, no, it's okay. And he just put the toilet rolls there and then he left. And Prabhupada appreciated. So similarly, we can appreciate anybody's service. It's not, I was looking today at the Sunday feast, where it's quite a, you know, variety of people. So we have to become expert. And especially what I'm trying to express now is, I think, first, but very important is that we become appreciative of anybody that comes here. That we have, like here we're speaking today, huh? Not specific, so specifically this verse, but the previous verse is, what was it? Divyam dadhami te chakshu. We need to have the spiritual eyes. That anybody that comes here is not an ordinary person. And we know from Shastra, actually, that generally, you know, so-called qualified people, they will not come. Because they have everything. They have money, they have women. Why would they come to us? You know, we're telling them, na dhanam, na jhanam, na sundarim. No women, no wealth, you know, no followers. So who wants to hear that if they have that, you know? So generally, people come that are materially not so successful. So we should be appreciative of that, you know? And we should have the transcendental vision. People are millions and billions of lifetimes here, and some other, now they are ready to come here, you know? And we're not much different, huh? It's like a boat. So you might have a captain and like that. Of course, captain is the most important and he has to be obeyed, like we have a temple present here. Still, a captain cannot function, you know, without a crew. Everybody in the crew is important. So, and Mahalakshmi also, she was saying that Krishna wants to have all of his flowers in the garland. You know, like he has a garland. So there's little flowers and there's these plastic, you know, here. This is plastic. It's not worth much, you see. The flower is worth more, but still, it's nice to have some variety, you see. So even the plastic, seemingly insignificant, is important. So, see, there's a famous story about this flower. And it was a very tiny little flower. I don't know where this story is from, but it's a funny story. And this flower, he wanted to commit suicide. I think it was a he, I'm not sure. And because he felt very insignificant and small. So just when he was about to kill himself, because flowers can walk there, in the spiritual world. And when Krishna and Radharani there are walking, then it's actually quite funny. All the flowers, they start to walk with him. I don't know exactly how they do it, because they also don't want to disturb Krishna, but then they walk with him and then they stand where they walk, like, you know, being beautiful for Radha and Krishna. So this happens all the time. Wherever they walk, all the flowers, they walk with them to go to a spot and to make that spot, you know, beautiful. But this flower, he was getting fed up. He felt like, I'm just such a small, tiny flower. Nobody uses me for garlands because I'm too small. So he wanted to kill himself. And he was just, I don't know, jumping off a stone or some cliff or something. And then just at that time, Krishna came and he took this flower and he put it in his hair. Or in Radharani's hair, I forgot. No, I think he put it in his own hair. So this flower became like the topmost position, you know, in Krishna's hair. So he was very, very happy. So like that we can learn, you know, that even tiny flower Krishna really appreciates it. So, I don't know how I got here. I'm sorry, kind of went on the roll. So, any more questions on this? Well, I'll try to remember the red line of the lecture. Yeah. I understood that it's more like an egg, yeah. Because it's called a garbha. You know, garbha dakasai Vishnu? So garbha means womb. So it's like a womb. And it's described that garbha dakasai Vishnu, he comes into the bottom, and there's this water, the garbha ocean. It's, I think it's actually the sweat of garbha dakasai Vishnu. So he lays on that ocean, and then you have just above that the hellish planets, then the higher planets, or the middle planets, that's where we are, and then the heavenly or higher planets, that's where all the angels are, and like that. And then outside, you have the spiritual world. So that is the top. The top is Lord Brahma. You see, so it's really shaped like that. It's really going from bottom, middle, top. Maybe it's a little bit like a circle. I mean, an egg is also like a circle. Like in the middle, it's like a circle. But the way I understand it, it's a little bit like an egg. Sometimes it's described as a mustard seed. You know, but the main thing is that it's called garbha. So garbha means womb. You know, so womb, egg, it's basically the same. Because an egg is also a womb for a chicken. You know? So... But that's the idea. The idea that it's like a womb. And Mahavishnu, he, Garbha Dakasai Vishnu, he enters. And then from his navel the lotus grows. Then Lord Brahma gets born. And then he populates the universe with, you know, Shiva, Kashyapa Muni, all these Manus, you know, Chakshusa Manu, so many, and they populate the universe. That's how it's described. Yeah. We discussed that the other day, that they were smelling the tulsi. Yeah. They're direct sons of Lord Brahma. Oh yeah, you asked that question. I remember now. If there's also four Kumaras in another universe, then I said you have to ask Narada Muni, or Krishna, I guess. The thing is, when you were Krishna, you probably don't, you just forget. Because Krishna is so beautiful and there's so many things to do there, then your question is like, well, unimportant. But maybe before you meet Krishna, you see Narada Muni and you can ask. Because he can go from one universe to the next. If you leave the body? Yeah, I don't know exactly how that works. Right. Yeah, I don't, that is an interesting point, yeah. Yeah. I don't know exactly how that works. I mean, it's very important, actually, that we get knowledge now. Who was telling this story? I think it was Shamananda, no? That somebody, or maybe it was, I was watching a video. Prabhupada was asking this question. Why did Krishna come to the material world? So maybe I should ask the question to you. Why did Krishna come to the material world? Do you know? Okay. Protect who? Protect the devotees, yeah. Reinstall Dharma. Right. Well, this is true. These are all reasons that Krishna himself says. Still, that wasn't really the answer that Prabhupada was looking for. There's another answer. It's like you more or less said it, but you didn't say it completely. Anybody else want to give it a try? Well, I mean, that is what it says in Bhagavatam, right? Yeah. I mean, the devotee that gave the answer that Prabhupada liked, he said something like, to reciprocate with his devotees. You know, to have these pastimes with the devotees, to please the devotees, to give the devotees his association. You know? Because all these things that you said, Krishna can also do like that, you know? He can just go, you know, reestablish Dharma, you know, kill all the demons, you know, deliver all the devotees, come back to Krishna, Loka. Dharmasya, yeah, Glanir Bhavati. Yeah, no, it's a fact. But, you know, I think Prabhupada disciple, he told me the story. So I'm sure all the devotees gave all these answers, you know, because everybody knows these verses. But Prabhupada says, no, that's not really the reason. The real reason is that he wanted to associate with, or give his association. I mean, it's like a training. We're getting trained. So when that devotee gave that answer, then Prabhupada says, now you're enlightened. Now you're enlightened. Janma karma chame divyam evam yaveti tatvataha. What is it? Janma karma chame divyam evam yaveti tatvataha. Sorry? Naiti mam eti sarjana. Yeah. So Prabhupada says, now you're self-realized because you know that Krishna's birth and activities are transcendental. You know why he came. You know? So it is important that we know these things, you know? I mean, I like what you said. I just want to stress that point that we shouldn't just wait like, oh, when I leave my body, I'm going to get all knowledge. Which is true, it's true. And you're going to get more knowledge. Still, we shouldn't wait for it. We should really have the knowledge now. That is kind of our task. Yeah. Right. No, it's true. Yeah, but it's an interesting point. We can meditate on it, you know. How, you know, she was saying that when we leave our body, we get a spiritual body, and then you get all knowledge. That's what it said, Satchit Ananda Vikra. So I was just thinking, you know, how would that feel, you know? So we can think about it. But Rupa Goswami says you can also experience it right now. So that is what I'm suggesting, you know. It is possible. Especially when you chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhagavad Gita as it is, ki jai. Hare Krishna.